EU joins UNRWA demand to world leaders and Israel's Knesset. The European Union is now warning of disastrous consequences, referring to a bill in the Knesset banning UNRWA to operate in Israel and in its occupied territories. Recognizing the Holy Land passion, what is to see a lasting and just peace in the Holy Land grounded by honoring the dignity and rights of all peoples, UNRWA has a place in the process. It has been 1 year of hell for the people of Israel and Gaza, and now also Lebanon. No one expects for Israel to be friends with those that threaten them. As a country, it must be strong to survive, but at the same time Israel needs to respect human rights for everyone, including all of the people residing in places under their control, international organizations such as UNRWA and journalists. What about the human rights of travel and tourism UN Tourism has often referred to? A tourism industry in Israel, Palestine, Jordan, Iran, Lebanon can only function against all odds in times of war. The world is very much interconnected with many airline hubs today operating in the Middle East. It becomes a global security threat snowball effect. UNRWA today issued a desperate appeal to Israel and world leaders. We call on world leaders to act urgently to protect UNRWA from the unprecedented and dangerous attacks it faces from the Israeli government. The Knesset's Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee passed two bills on October 6, 2024 aimed at ceasing UNRWA's operations. These bills await final readings in the Knesset plenum as soon as October 28, 2024. This could see UNRWA evicted from premises it has held for over 70 years and have its immunities revoked, severely blocking its ability to provide essential services such as healthcare and education to millions of Palestine refugees. This reckless move threatens to dismantle the backbone of the international humanitarian operation in Gaza, aggravating an already catastrophic crisis. Iturbonews.com. These bills seek to ban UNRWA from operating in areas under Israeli control, which would lead to the closure of its offices in the occupied Palestinian territory, OPT. The proposed legislation would also terminate the agreement between Israel and UNRWA from 1967, in which Israel committed to facilitating UNRWA's work. This will effectively paralyze the agency's ability to fulfill its mandate as set out by the UN General Assembly in 1949. Dismantling UNRWA would be catastrophic for Palestinians, especially in Gaza and the West Bank, as they are deprived of essentials such as food, water, medical aid, education, and protection. It will also have catastrophic consequences for millions of Palestinian refugees in Lebanon, Jordan, and Syria, where essential humanitarian aid is crucial for both the refugees and the host communities. These actions are part of the wider strategy of the government of Israel to delegitimize UNRWA, discredit its support for Palestine refugees, and undermine the international legal framework protecting their rights, including the right of return. If passed, these laws will severely impact not only UNRWA's operations but also the rights of Palestinian refugees. If these proposed laws proceed, they will have devastating operational and legal impacts on UNRWA's ability to provide services in the occupied Palestinian territory, including in Gaza. These laws will not only harm the refugees who rely on UNRWA but also jeopardize the agency's personnel, many of whom have been killed by Israeli attacks, and the ability of other UN and humanitarian agencies to operate. Contrary to claims of concern over UNRWA's neutrality, the real intent appears to be, in part, to undermine its efforts to uphold the status of Palestine refugees and obstruct a future political resolution. Iturbonews.com. The International Court of Justice, ICJ, has ordered Israel to take all measures within its power to prevent the commission of all acts within the scope of Article 2 of the Genocide Convention. By blocking UNRWA's operations, Israel is disregarding the ICJ provisional measure to ensure the delivery of life-saving aid into Gaza. The ICJ stated in March 2024 that, in conformity with its obligations under the Genocide Convention, and in view of the worsening conditions of life faced by Palestinians in Gaza, in particular the spread of famine and starvation, Israel shall take all necessary and effective measures to ensure, without delay, in full cooperation with the United Nations, the unhindered provision at scale by all concerned of urgently needed basic services and humanitarian assistance. According to human rights groups, halting UNRWA's services is part and parcel of the Israeli authorities' unlawful siege of the Gaza Strip, which amounts to the war crimes of collective punishment and the use of starvation as a weapon of war. There is no viable alternative to UNRWA. UNRWA's essential and irreplaceable role in supporting Palestine refugees cannot be overstated. With a mandate from the UN General Assembly since 1949, UNRWA provides crucial services such as education, healthcare, and social support to millions of refugees. The idea of dismantling or undermining this agency is not only an affront to the values of multilateralism, but it also sets a dangerous precedent with global implications. Unilaterally tearing up UNRWA's mandate would challenge the integrity of the international system, undermining the trust that underpins cooperative global governance. We demand that world leaders use all diplomatic means to prevent this legislation from advancing. They must stand against Israel's illegal actions and uphold the principles of the UN General Assembly resolution on the ICJ Advisory Opinion, ICJAO. This is not a time for silence, it is a call to action. The global community must intervene now before more Palestinians are killed. The people of Gaza cannot endure further delays. Immediate, decisive action is needed to safeguard their rights, uphold their dignity, and enforce the recent International Court of Justice advisory opinion, which ruled Israel's presence in the occupied Palestinian territory as unlawful. The future of millions of Palestinians is at stake, and the world must act without hesitation. Signatories. ActionAid. ABCD Bethlehem. Action for Humanity. Amos Trust. Assemblea de Cooperation pour la Paz. Atelier ONGD, Valencia, Spain. CABU, Council for Arab-British Understanding. Children Not Numbers. Christian Aid. Colectivo Cala, Extremadura, Spain. COOD Sahel, Castilla y León Platform of Cooperation Organizations. Coordinadora Andaluza de ONGD. Coordinadora Cantabra de ONGD. Coordinadora de ONGD Castilla-La Mancha. Coordinadora de ONGD de Canarias, CONCACAF. Coordinadora de ONGD de La Rioja. Coordinadora de ONGD de Navarra. Coordinadora Extremena de ONGD. Coordinadora Galega de ONG para o Desenvolvimento. Coordinadora Valenciana de ONGD. Dan Church Aid. Embrace the Middle East. Euskadiko GGK in Coordinacundia. Federación Aragonesa de Solidaridad. FONSA. Gender Action for Peace and Security, GAPS. Global Justice Now. Humanity and Inclusion Handicap International. Human Rights Watch. Intersos. Johanneter International Assistance. La Coordinadora de Organizaciones para el Desarrollo, Spain. Lafdi.cat, Organizaciones para la Justicia Global. Lawyers for Palestinian Human Rights. Medico International. Medical Aid for Palestinians, MAP. Mennonite Central Committee, MCC. Middle East Children's Alliance. Movimiento Extremino por la Paz. Movimiento por la Paz MPDL. Médicos del Mundo España. Novact Institute for Nonviolence. Norwegian People's Aid. Oxfam. Quakers in Britain. Sabil Caros UK. SODPES. The Joaquipura Association. United Against Inhumanity. War Child. War on Want. Welfare Association.